over here. Jennifer Call from the Oberlin Choristers, Artistic Director, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've noticed you have your 25th anniversary season. Craig, I can't believe that I was doing radio here before Oberlin Choristers started. I thought Oberlin Choristers...
You're one old guy.
I thought wow. Oberlin Choristers was like always there. But it hasn't always been there. But it's obviously a long tradition now, 25 years. Tell me about how this season went for you.
Well, we have just had a wonderful season of celebration. These 25 years have been built on healthy singing, developing the child's voice to become a lifetime singer. And so that's what this season has celebrated, is a lifetime of singing.
And you have a concert coming up on Sunday, May 1st, called Sing Evermore.
We are so excited for this concert. It is a collaboration with two other choirs. Choral Spectrum is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and Oberlin Conservatory Musical Union, and this year the Conservatory is celebrating its 150th anniversary. So the three organizations are coming together. We have commissioned composer Gwyneth Walker to write a new work, and she's actually in town this week for the whole week to celebrate with us and to work with the choirs in their rehearsals.
Who makes up the Choral Spectrum Choir?
Their conductor, Ted Williams, pulls together adults from the area that enjoy singing, and they are, I think, 28 members of that choir.
So you've got a real mix, all ages.
Yes. So in this concert on Sunday, it is celebrating singing for a lifetime, and we have singers as young as kindergarten all the way through adults of advanced ages.
The title, Sing Evermore. Once they start singing, they sing for a lifetime.
For a lifetime, that's right.
And it's the 25th anniversary concert. Free admission comes at Finney Chapel at Oberlin College and Conservatory on Sunday, May 1st at 3 o'clock. And if I'm not mistaken, that's like this coming Sunday, right, isn't this?
You're right. It is Sunday afternoon.
Craig, May is going to be here before we know it.
I know. So, you talk about Sing Evermore, but I think the last time we talked, you talked about how alumni were coming back for a concert. So you had people, again, of all ages, current members and former members. Tell us what that was like for you.
That was at our Songs for the Season concert in December. It was so much fun. We had almost 80 singers from previous years that came back and celebrated with us and joined together in their own choir. So on that concert, they had their own set of music and then joined everybody together for the finale. It was really moving to have them back and have them conducted by founder and artistic director emerita Catherine Plank. It was excellent.
Now, you have some that will be going to Carnegie Hall. Talk about this adventure that's coming.
This is very exciting for us. One of the first tours that Oberlin Choristers was able to take took them to Carnegie Hall. So in celebration of our 25th, we applied to go back, and we were awarded a spotlight performance in part of a larger festival. So we'll be performing with children from around the country. However, we get our own set of music by ourselves on Carnegie Hall stage on June 19th.
And who was the audience at that time? Who come? Obviously, people who related, I would assume, to the singers. That's something big for them. But who else comes to see this performance?
Because it's part of a larger festival, it would be the families and parents of all of the children that want to come to New York and see their children perform. But it's an established production company that does a lot of publicity. And so they have a regular audience that loves to come for these concerts of choirs and children that are coming from around the nation.
So if I live just down the street from Carnegie Hall, I can see that they always have some sort of performances of people all over the world coming to perform.
Correct.
Throughout the day at different times of the day and night.
It is a busy production calendar at Carnegie Hall.
Do they just have one stage there, or is there multiple?
They have their main stage, which is the one that everyone recognizes with the many balconies and beautiful decor. But they do have a few additional recital halls that are smaller.
Now, you've sung there, right?
I have.
I think you mentioned that.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience. What is it like? How does it feel to be there?
As a musician, you hear about Carnegie Hall as being the destination. And I didn't have the opportunity to go as a child, so I went as an adult. And thankfully, it was a large choir because I spent one entire movement of the song weeping and couldn't sing a note because it was so moving to stand on that stage and think about the hundreds and thousands of really amazing artists that have performed on that stage. So I've shared that story with my singers as we're in preparation and get teary every time I talk about it because it is so moving and they won't know it till they're there.
There's a different feeling from being there looking out at the audience as opposed to being in the audience and looking onto the stage.
Absolutely. And we think that singing is something that everybody does, that there isn't the observer and the performer. And when you're in the audience, it is a very different experience than it is when you're on the stage and you are singing and you are pouring your heart and soul into this music.
Now, you mentioned that we talked about the concert coming up on Sunday, the 24th. That's sort of the conclusion of your season. What happens during the summertime then for the choristers?
We have several programs that continue throughout the summer. Not only do we have our tour, which ends at Carnegie Hall but begins in Philadelphia, goes on to Princeton, and then on to New York City. We have a summer camp at the end of June that is the World Music Festival that is for children entering grades 3 through 8. Later in the summer, we have a half-day summer camp for children entering kindergarten through second grade. We also have a fundraising opportunity on May 7th that's called the Do Re Mi 5K, and it is a 5K race to support the Oberlin Choristers program.
Okay, ask the question you wanted to.
Okay. Will people be singing while they run?
Well, last year I didn't run. I have never run my entire life. And so I stood at the sidelines and cheered, and we sang the national anthem. This year I've been training to actually run it. And there's no way I could sing and run at the same time.
Well, we talk about breath control, right?
It is breath control, just for me to keep moving.
So where does that 5K take place?
It is on the east side of Oberlin. There's a route that has been mapped out. And last year, the folks that do run say, this is a great route. We're coming back next year. So I will get to experience the actual route the first time this year.
And then this is sort of a fundraiser then related?
It is. Advanced registration is only $25. And for those folks that do 5Ks often, they recognize that that's a very low rate for that. But all of the money goes back to the Oberlin Choristers general fund and helps support this program.
All the different things that you do. And we appreciate you coming in today to share. And again, if you want to see the and hear the choristers, again, the Oberlin Choristers. And the, who else, again, is part of this program Sing Evermore?
Choral Spectrum and Musical Union.
And it's this coming Sunday, 3 o'clock. It's at Finney Chapel, Oberlin College and Conservatory, a free event coming out. And see, this is kind of an interesting musical weekend. They have a folk festival here on Saturday. You got the choristers and those singing on Sunday. So lots of great music happening here in Oberlin. We can